Amen. Hallelujah. Every promise in the word of God is ours. Amen. And this morning, we want to declare one more time, hallelujah, to the devil that every promise is ours. Amen.
Chapter, every verse, and every line. Oh, our blessings, they always love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Help me say. From the ground, and we on the Lord. I shall renew the strength. It shall mount up with wings like eagles.
Will I ask that, Brother Gabriel, will you come forward, help in the translation? Amen. So I'm reading from Psalm 51, from verse 10 to 15. Psalm 51, from verse 10 to 15. Are we there? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Bochui ehe ngeyemi, no kanya mumu, ekwa kawoyemi.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Kojemi kaje ohemi, alo obaje omukonkong eyeno.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto
thee.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May people be seated. Amen.
Amen.
And so I pick for a little title for this short sermon. Restoration. Restoration. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have heard much about restoration. But this evening, I want to take this from a different angle. I'm not going to talk so much about the restored message. Of course, everywhere we preach must be the restored message. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm not going to tell you that the message of God has been restored. We know that already. For without the word of God being restored, we cannot preach the mind of God. So we thank God for a wonderful restoration. Thank God for the revealed word. But this evening, I want to pick from a different angle. I want to talk about the individual bride being restored to the restored word.
Amen.
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 Because there's one thing talking about the restored word, and there's one thing talking about the individual restoration to that restored world. So this evening, we are zeroing in to the individual believer. We thank God for a restored message. We thank God for a restored word. We thank God for the evening light. We thank God for Malachi 4, Luke 17:30, Revelation 10:7. We thank God for the evening light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the individual, must be restored to the restored word. And so I pick example of our brother David. God so much loved David until he proclaimed that to be so. David, a man of my own heart. But of course we know David failed. He went in into Bathsheba. Then God sent him a prophet. God sent him Nathan. And Nathan came to speak to God's to God's servants. And he saw his mistakes and his faults. And he cried. And repented. And wrote the word. And in his repentance, he cried many times. And he preached many times. And he wrote many times. Because he longed for restoration. His soul longed for restoration. Take me back, Lord. Take me back. Take me back to where I first met the Lord. Take me back, Lord. And that's my prayer. And I know that's your prayer. Take me back, Lord. Make me a revival. Make me a restoration. Make me the word restored. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, and how God loved David for that. God loves a repentant heart. God loves a broken spirit. God loves restoration. God wants to hear his children cry out. Restore to me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Restore to me, Lord, thy favor. Restore to me this revival. Lord, I want a closer walk. Lord, I want to see your face. Restore to me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm no more a slave to this, to the enemy. I'm no more a slave to myself. Free me, Lord. Free me, Lord. He that the Son is set free is free indeed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He came down to set the captive free. He came to set me free. He came to set you free. And we thank God for freedom. Oh, I love freedom. Freedom is sweet. And when God restores you, what a joy will be in your soul. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. We must be restored. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are living in sin, repent quickly. Run for your life. Run to Calvary. There is danger outside the blood. There's danger outside the blood. Outside the blood is all death. Outside the blood is uncertainty. Come to the blood. Come under the blood. And stay in the word. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Come repenting. Come confessing.
The
Lord, take me back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell the Lord, Lord, I've lost my first joy. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. You must tell the Lord, Lord, I've lost my first love. Restore me back to my first love. You must be restored. I must be restored. Hallelujah. We ain't going to heaven without we being restored to the world. We have no joy without restoration. No salvation without restoration. So he prayed the right prayer. He said, create in me a clean heart. Oh, how we need clean hearts. How we need clean hearts. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
No iniquities.
Amen.
No worldliness.
Amen.
No filthy living.
Amen.
Clean heart.
Lord,
get in me a clean heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A clean heart.
Amen.
A heart that can praise God.
Amen.
A heart that loves the word.
Amen.
A heart that loves to say amen to every spirit spoken in the word.
Amen.
A heart that rejoices in the Lord. A heart that does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. A heart that sees the Lord.
Create
in me a clean heart. A heart not with gossip. A heart that loves the Lord. A heart that's not puffed up. A heart that's not proud. A humble spirit. And a clean heart. Bring me a clean heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he said, and renew a right spirit within me. If you check your Bible, that word spirit there is not the Holy Spirit. That spirit there is a small capital, it's a small S. Before God can give you the Holy Spirit, he must give you the right spirit within you. He must change your nature. He must work on your spirit so that your spirit can be compatible with the Holy Spirit. So that your spirit can receive the Holy Spirit. This Adamic spirit is not good. But God can refine it. Oh, my nature refined. Oh, my nature refined. Till all beauty of Jesus be seen in
me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Creating me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Then he said, cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Amen.
Cast me not away.
Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
You can be in the house of the Lord and not be in God's presence. You can sit in the church and your mind will be traveling around the world. You can sit in the church and be in the Holy Spirit. Cut off from the Holy Spirit. But he said, cast me not away from that presence. I need his presence. You need his presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In his presence, there is joy. There is victory. In his presence, there is repentance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In his presence,
the
dead lives again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember. One day, they put a dry stick in God's presence. And the dry stick remain no more dry stick. I don't care how dry you are. If you stay in His presence, you will bear flowers. You will bear fruits. You shall be fruitful. In God's presence. Hallelujah. No more death. No more dryness. It is present, there is joy and deliverance and healing and redemption and salvation and forgiveness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, how we must love His presence. Praise God.
Amen.
Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me. Restore to
me
the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. He said, restore unto me. He had lost the joy of the Lord by living in sin. You can't live in sin and have the joy of the Lord. It's impossible. It's impossible. If you live in sin, you'll be miserable. If you're a true seed of God, if you live in sin, you will never feel the freedom of God. You will always walk by guilt. You will be guilty. But the Holy Spirit will prick your conscience. If you are a son of God, if you are God's daughter, you can't live in sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't have faith. If there is sin in your life, you can't have faith. But when sin is taken care of, when God breaks every chain of sin and He makes you free, then you can have faith. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore He said, restore to me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Allow me to say amen to the word. No more guilt. Give me the freedom and the joy to dance in the house of the Lord. Give me the liberty to say amen to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more guilt. No more guilt. No more guilt. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Freedom. 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 To say amen. To put my hands together. Freedom. To fellowship. Freedom to dance in the house of the Lord. Freedom to rebuke devils. Freedom to walk in the light. Freedom to God's people. Uphold me with thy free spirit. And thank God we are free to shout. Hallelujah. We are not bound. We are no more bound. I am not bound. And I know you are not bound. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. It's only when you have confessed your guilt and your sin. It's only when you have repented. It's only when God has forgiven you that you can also teach transgressors His ways. You can't teach anyone the ways of the Lord until you yourself you are repented. You can't evangelize. You can't witness. You can't testify if you are living in sin. that when the chains are broken and your sins are forgiven and you are set free, then you can testify. Then he said, will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the from blood guiltiness. Oh God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Oh Lord, open thou my lips. Don't let me shut up. Open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. And this
Amen.
Evening, we say the same with David. We stand with David. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive my iniquity. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Then will I teach. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Is that your testimony? Is that your prayer? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's prophet said in a sermon called Hebrews chapter 7 part 1. Amen.
Amen.
Preached in
1957.
The prophet said, and if your heart begins to stay around, you know there's something, you know something that's happened. Go back to the altar and say, Christ, renew the joy of my salvation. Give unto me that love that I once had. That love is leaking out. It's leaking out. I no more love as I, you know, as I used to do. Restore to me my first love.
Yes,
there is something I have done. Make me holy again. Stand, O Lord. Nothing I could do. I can't quit this and quit that. I'm looking to you to take it out of me. Lord, and I love you. And walk away from that altar. A new person in Christ Jesus. Then you won't have to depend on your church. Depend on your priest. Depend on your pastor. You are depending on the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. By grace you are saved. By grace I am saved. Restore to me the joy of the salvation. And uphold me with a free spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that your prayer? Is that your prayer? We must be restored to the restored word. That restored word must be restored in our hearts. Not only a restored message, but a restored individual. Not only a restored message, but a restored bride. The restored bride eating the restored message. Restored back to the restored word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll give my last quote. Questions and answers.
1961.
The prophet said, and by now, if you make a mistake and do something wrong, you don't willfully. If you're a Christian, if you're a born again Christian, you don't mean to do wrong. So let me stop there. If you're born again Christian, you may slip. But you don't mean to do that. That's not your joy. Your joy is not to sleep. But then he said, you may sleep. But if you are born again Christian, you will run back to the Lord. You cry out for restoration. Hallelujah. And so he said, your intentions and everything is right. But if you do, as she said here, make a mistake and doing something wrong, will God let you just go on and go on and die like that and be lost? Or will he bring you back to reconciliation? Then the prophet said, he will bring you back. That's right. He will bring you back. And then if you do anything wrong, it don't condemn you and you go on like that. On out, remember, you wasn't saved at the beginning. So he said, if you live in sin, you make a mistake, if you slip and let God condemn you, if you aren't condemned, the prophet said, then you were not saved from the beginning. Because if you were saved, you pray like David prayed. You say, restore to me, Lord, the joy of the salvation. Take me back to my first love. Back to repentance. Back to confession. Back to revival. Back to the joy of the Lord. Restore me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God is in your heart, you cry that cry. You cry for complete restoration. So the prophet said, that's right. You wasn't saved. You just had a make-believe. You wasn't saved. But when you are saved, you have a different spirit. You are a different nature. You are a new creature in Christ. And the old things have passed away. And they are dead and buried in the sea of forgetfulness. Then he said, you see? And I say, I see. Yes, Lord, I see. I believe that to be so. And I say, amen to the word. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, but being you are living here in this world here, there's trust set for you everywhere. And you are walking with your eyes on Christ. And remember that when you make a mistake, a real Christian will always come back. Will always come back quickly for reconciliation. The prophet said, in this world, there are many traps set for the believer. Northward. Eastward, westward, southward, all around you there are traps set by the devil. But you won't be trapped. I won't be trapped. There are traps set all around you. Hallelujah. No wonder why. No wonder why. David said, thank God I've escaped the snare of the fowler. Praise God. There are traps. There are traps. The enemy wants to see you loose. The enemy wants to see you loose. The enemy wants to see you backslidden. The enemy wants to see you sad. The enemy wants to see you conquered. The enemy wants to see you disobedient. The enemy wants to see you proud. But the prophet said, keep your eyes on Christ. There are thefts all around you. But keep your eyes on Christ. You can't be trapped. When Peter saw the run of the sea, he began to be afraid. And he kept his eyes off Christ. That's the mistake he made. If you keep your eyes off Christ, off this word, off this message, you will sink. You will sink. The devil will make sure you will sink. The devil will disgrace you. He will make sure you will sink. His business is to see you confess that God is wrong. But God can't be wrong. So Peter, as long as his eyes was on Christ, he could walk on the stormy sea. As long as you keep your eyes on this message, you walk on every stormy sea. I don't care where it comes from. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on the word of God. And you shall walk on every stormy sea. But when Peter took his eyes of Christ, then he sang. Then he said, Lord, save me. And then he began to be saved. And right there, Christ held him. Right there, Christ held him. No wonder why David said, uphold me with thy free spirit. Right there, Christ held him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He turned his eyes back to Christ. And he walked again with Christ on the stormy sea back to the boat. And I shall walk again. And you shall walk again. Restore to me.
Amen.
Restore to me an old-fashioned revival. Restore to me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The joy of that salvation. Restore to me and all that the enemy stole from me. And that shall be yours forever. Restoration back to the original word. The blood of Christ must be restored to the restored word. Because she is a word bride. She is word fed and spirit filled. She just ain't a bride because she said so. But because she has been restored to the restored word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This bride, Mount Sunset, you as an individual, not a group, not your pastor, not your mama, not your father, not Dickens, it's you, an individual, it's you, in need of prayer, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of the salvation and give me a free spirit, no more bound, no more stiff, no more starchiness, but set free at a mighty eagle to soar to the things of God. You must be restored. I must be restored. Back to that restored word. Back to that restored word. Back to that restored word. God richly bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the song? Creating a clean heart. Let's sing a song. Let's try that song. As we remain in the spirit. Breathe.